Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. And may I say that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dream. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays, in Coach Adams' opinion, is truly rich and empowering, and I trust those of you listening in agree with the same. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is, again, truly rich and insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our broadcast up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's broadcast. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we truly do encourage you our global listening audience to not be shy, that are listening in, chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams as we take a look at good to great. Good to great and the principles based on the book by Jim Collins, Good to Great. But before we jump into today's topic, good to great, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Why don't you take a quick moment to send an email? How about that? Fax. Oh, my gosh. How about this? Social media guru right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pads and pens handy, that you grab them at this time. In addition, grab your notepads, your notebooks, your tablets, your iPads, sit at your desktop, your laptop, whatever you need to do. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, we're looking at good to great. And there is going to be some wonderful richness and insight shared if you're looking to take your vision from good to great, if you're looking to achieve your goals not just in a good manner but in a great manner, if you're looking to live out your dream not just good but great. Today's installment of Motivational Mondays is without question truly for you. You know, it's so interesting because oftentimes in my coaching practice, this is a subject that comes up so regularly. Individuals are struggling with, how do I move from good to great? How do I take my vision from good to great? How do I take my vision from good to great? I'm doing good and I'm struggling right here in good, but my desire is great. I want to move to the next level. And I want you to know that so often we can get in the comfort zone of doing good. And do you know that good is the enemy of great? Because we can do good and just, you know, be floating by. We get in our comfort zone of, hey, I'm accomplishing some things. Things are looking good. Have that desire to move to another level of great, but yet things are looking good, so we kind of cruise and skate along because things are flowing and it's comfortable, and so, you know, I kind of stay right in here. But there comes a time in each of our visions, wherever you are in your life and on your journey, your path, wherever you are, there comes a time where I believe each and every one of us, we struggle with just being good. We struggle with, you know, things are going well. We desire more. Instinctively, we desire more. Things may be going okay. Things may be doing well. Things are good right now. But something on the inside is continuously stirring, and we're feeling that press of good is not okay. And that is truly what we're talking about today. So again, get your pens and your notepads and all of that ready to capture the insight that will be shared around this subject of good to great. Well, you know, the first thing that we must recognize on this journey of moving from good to great is that we have to strive for level 5 leadership. Level 5 leadership is how Jim Collins categorizes it. And I can really, as a coach, And as the global master trader for a ministry that is globally known, teaching on this subject of leadership to youth and adults, I can really appreciate the insight that Jim Collins has to share associated with striving for level 5 leadership. You know, one of the things that I've grown to realize in my training and with my mentors and just in life in general, that there are 3 types of influence behavior, 3 types of people, as you would categorize it. And there are the 87% of people that are followers. They're simply looking for someone to take the lead. They will not take the lead, but they sure are ready to follow someone else. This 87th percentile is looking for someone who doesn't matter if their leadership is negative or positive. They're simply looking for someone to follow because they fall into that 87% of based on influence behavior. Then you have the 10%. The 10% of influence behavior is categorized as not a follower, because that's the 87%, not a leader, because that's a small 3%, but a destroyer in their influence behavior. Now, you see, this 10% has leadership, but their leadership has been negatively directed. So that follower is looking for leadership in general. So they will follow the 10%. Doesn't matter if it's negative leadership. You see this oftentimes every day. People are in jail serving time because they were operating in that follower behavior, and someone with leadership but negative leadership said, let's go do whatever it was, rob a bank, whatever it was, and they find themselves serving time because they were in that follower group following negative leadership. And that's not what we're talking about here tonight. That 3% of influence behaviors identified as leaders is a very small percentage. But for those of you who are visionaries, for those of you who are birthing your vision and fighting to achieve your goals, and I believe that we all have the leader within. That leader within, however, has to be cultivated and developed. And so when Jim Collins is talking about strive for level 5 leadership, first when you understand the 3 types of influence behavior, and he doesn't talk about that. That's something that I've learned from my mentors and that I teach as the global master trainer for Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, the 3 types of influence behavior. And so connecting that with this principle of strive for level 5 leadership, I find it to be so true and intriguing because what is stated, Jim Collins states that level 4 leadership can motivate people to follow them, level 4. And I perceive that as the individual that has that negative leadership. It doesn't matter. They can motivate people to follow them. But the key is in level 5 leadership is level 5 leadership motivates people to follow a cause and to be a part of a quest, to follow a cause and to be a part of a quest. So as it relates to your leadership style and ability, are you able to influence individuals? Are you able to motivate individuals, motivate people around you, in your circle, outside of your circle, whatever that may be? Are you able to motivate them to follow a cause and to be a part of a quest where people catch your vision because you're telling your vision, they catch the vision and they want to join in partnership at some level and serve your vision, get caught up in your vision, your cause, your quest. And that's what we're talking about as we're looking at good to great. So being good is that I am a leader. I can motivate people. But moving from good to great in my leadership is, can I influence and motivate others to follow a cause, whatever that cause for you may be? Don't just get them to follow you as a leader, but get them to buy into a greater purpose, into your cause. Step one, good to great, strive for level 5 leadership. Step number 2 is so key because it deals with communication and the right leadership in communication is key. Is so key because communication is such a significant component and part of this, and having the right leadership is key in how you communicate. So leadership is commonly confused with a big personality, charismatic, charisma. That's not what leadership is. That's just a big personality. Leadership, as we're looking at step number 1 and just moving to another level in step number 1, strive for level 5 leadership. A component of this that's so significant is communication. The right leadership is key in how we communicate. So leadership is commonly confused with, as we stated earlier, a big personality, charisma. They're so charismatic, one would say. Leadership, in my opinion, equals the art of getting people to want to do. And Jim Collins deals with this as well in Level 5 Leadership. So the art of leadership and this ability to influence others is to get people to want to do. I struggle with this often. People will, you know, say, "Hey, wow, I love what you're doing." And the challenge is, do you love it enough to want to do, to want to, quote, unquote, join the cause? Because I understand the significance of level 5 leadership. And if I'm not doing well with getting you to join the cause, then I realize that I'm missing it. There's a disconnect in some way. Maybe a good leader, but if I'm not influencing you to get on board with the cause, then there's some work that needs to be done. So we have to step back and evaluate that wherever we are. Because, again, getting individuals to buy into your cause is so key. The key is deciding what needs to be done. So when you are clear as a visionary and now you know how to influence others, you are in a great position. But that's the challenge. This art of getting people to want to do and understanding what needs to be done. Make sense? Great. Let's move to the next one. Having the right people on the bus. You know, I often have to evaluate this. I often observe my mentors going through this process. As I'm consulting, I'm looking at this process constantly. Do we have the right people on the bus? Not just do we have people in the seats on the bus, but the key is, do we have the right people? So as it relates to moving from good to great, you have to constantly, as a level 5 leader, you have to constantly be evaluating, and this is so key.
I had a team building session a couple of weeks ago with an organization, and the COO was saying, this is what I have to evaluate. Do we have the right people on the bus? Do you have the right people that have caught your vision, that have bought into your vision? Do you have the right people in your circle that are supporting you with your vision? Because individuals who can make excellent decisions are those individuals that you want around you. You have to allow yourself to have in your midst people who can make a great decision. You know, it's so interesting because so often my mentors will say, just make a decision. So having the right people on the bus who can make excellent decisions. As we make decisions, we will continuously grow in our ability. Sometimes we'll get it right, sometimes we'll get it wrong, but growing in this habit of making decisions is key. And so as it relates to moving from good to great, you have to make sure that you have the right people on the bus. If you don't, and I get teased about this often in the way in which I serve my mentors, be okay with releasing people. There's a running joke that, you know, someone was volunteering and they said, I was going to fire them. I said, no, I was going to release you. Why? Because you got to have the right people on the bus. You know, back in the day, the apprentice, the term was, you're fired. So not firing individuals, but releasing them. If they're not the right people, we have to be okay with making that decision to say, you're released in whatever that capacity is. In the workplace, if you don't have the right people, what's going to happen is you're going to get stagnant in your vision. The vision will get stagnant if you don't have the right people on the bus, meaning the right people in the right position. You may do good, but you won't move to great. So in this process of moving from good to great, and again, Coach Adams is constantly assisting others with this evaluation, constantly evaluating this in my own practice, on my own journey. Do I have the right people on the bus to support the brand? If not, you have to have those conversations and say, great individual, great person, but got to hold out, got to look for, got to search out for the right person to move from good to great. So individuals who can make excellent decisions is key in step number two in having the right people on the bus. Individuals who create pockets of greatness, not someone who you're in partnership with and you never see a success from them. You never get a win. So this pocket of greatness that Jim Collins is talking about, he's talking about having a win, moving from win to win. And I can appreciate this as a coach because it's about supporting my clients, supporting individuals in the win, but not just one win, moving from win to win. As Jim Collins identifies it and categorizes it, it's a this quote-unquote pocket of greatness. Pockets of success, these moments of success, you, in essence, have a win. As we continue forward, I want you to take a quick pause live on the air. Ask yourself a question, reflective opportunity right now in this moment. Step back and ask yourself this question. Am I a level 5 leader? Am I walking in, striving for level 5 leadership? Level 5 different from any other level that I'm able to motivate individuals to follow a cause and to be a part of a quest. That's deeper and greater. That is the level of influence. Ask yourself that question. In addition, you have to self-evaluate as the leader, as the visionary of your vision, your business, whatever that may be, your journey as a life manager. You have to evaluate, do I have the right people on the bus? Do I have the right people in my corner? Do I have the right people in positions that support the vision and development and moving to the next level? Do I have the right people? Sometimes you have to be that right person until others come on board. Do you have the right people? Again, we're taking a moment of reflection live in this time on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we're talking about good to great. Good to great. Step number 3. Step number 3. Face up to the brutal facts. What are the brutal facts, Coach Adams? And I often have clients in my coaching practice to do this. Face up to the brutal facts, confronting the hard fact about where you are. In this current situation, where are you? Locate yourself, and that's my term. Locate yourself. Where are you? Are you pleased with your results? Are you pleased with where you are? If you are not, stop being an ostrich with your head in the sand. We talk about this often. Don't be an ostrich with your head in the sand. Take charge. Do something to shift where you are in your circumstances. But first, you cannot be in denial. When our heads are in the sand, we are in a position of denial. We are not confronting. We're not looking to be real with where we are. We have to locate ourselves. On my journey, and as you know, Coach Adams often desires to be real and transparent with you, because I am still in process. I'm on my journey, as I've often shared. As long as I have breath in my body, as long as any of us have breath in our body, we're still in process. We still have the opportunity to grow to another level. So it's never too late to accomplish something different, accomplish great, to do things differently. It's never too late. Many of us would say, oh, well, you know, I've been on the earth 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80, whatever. It's too late for me. No, it is not. You don't have to continue to accept where you are. You have to confront it, be honest with, face up to the brutal fact of where you are. But it does not mean that you have to stay there. So confronting the hard facts about where you are and the current situation that you're faced with, so that you can now come from an informed point of view to create change. Many of us would stay where we are, and again, remember, good is the enemy to great. May not be super bad. There's always someone else's situation that could be, you know, worse than ours. You know, I've often heard the quote, someone would complain about, oh, my feet are hurting, they're sore, they're tired, until you see someone who doesn't have feet. Now it brings a different point of view, a different perspective. And I literally had this. I was walking one morning, and a guy was like, wow, it's great that you can walk. And I looked at him, and I said, wow. I said, and why can't you walk? He said, oh, you know, my feet hurt and blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, and I shared with him this philosophy. I said, it's a blessing to have legs to stand on. So even if it's a few steps or whatever, be grateful for what you have. So often we focus and hone in on what we don't have instead of appreciating what we have. And so this face up to the brutal facts is dealing with the situation, yes, not staying there or lingering there, but identifying it so that you can move to another level. What do I need to do to make a shift? Ah, that's the question. As we're talking about good to great, step four, work out what your hedgehog concept is. And I love this because this hedgehog concept deals with this journey of a fox versus a hedgehog. Now, this is what's so interesting. The fox, without question, is faster, much faster than the hedgehog. However, the hedgehog is by far a better leader. And so I want us to understand as we're talking this through step number four, that this deals with that big does not necessarily equate to great. And greater does not necessarily equal big, but rather it's about not being faster, but being better. Not being the fox, but being not being super swift. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with if, in fact, you are faster, but you want to make sure that you are better and more efficient. So I would rather be more efficient and better and say that I'm operating in great versus numbers-wise, quantity-wise, have all of these numbers, and it's not quality, and that's what we're talking about. That on your journey, associated with your vision, associated with your goals, and living out your dream, would you prefer to have great numbers that are empty, just numbers versus quality, quantity versus quality? Many would say, oh, Coach Adams, without question, I want the quantity. Okay, I understand your point of view. I get it. But let me ask you a question. If it was a question of quantity versus quality of life, meaning, you had 105 years of life, but you were in a vegetative state, versus you had 55 years of life that was impactful and vibrant, and you had your consciousness of mind, and you were vital, doing something, able to do something, which would you choose? Would you, in essence, choose the quality of life or the quantity? Would you choose 105 years in a vegetative state on life support versus 55 years of being healthy and vibrant and able to move freely and care for yourself and do things and make an impact? And that's what we're talking about. That big does not equal greater. And greater does not equal big. That we're looking at better quality versus quantity and faster. hope that makes sense for you. So don't despise, as it would be stated, small beginnings. Are those small beginnings beginnings that are quality? Are you giving quality that's identified as great versus quantity that's just good? I would rather do great than just good, because people will remember great. They may or may not remember good. When it comes to a championship, you may know who was good, but you celebrate who was great. When it comes to an Olympic game, you remember the individual that won the gold because they represented greatness versus those that were just good. When you look back, very few people recall who won second, third place, but you often remember that one individual or individuals or that team that had the cutting edge that got them to that first position identified as great. So many people are good. That's average. Many people can accomplish good. Your quest should be to accomplish great right where you are. Great should be the standard. Not just good, but great. And if you're struggling and you want to move from good to great, that's what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. Step number five on our journey from good to great. What is your 20-mile march? What is your 20-mile march? This 20-mile march deals with discipline, consistency, and building growth daily is what's key. See, so many would say, oh, I want my success instant in a moment because we are in such a microwave society. But it doesn't happen. So often we'll say, wow, look at that person. They truly accomplished something. But we didn't see behind the scenes all of what happened before, quote unquote, they got on the scene. We could say that about Apple, for example. Steve Jobs started in the garage, small, but had to fight for it. Anyone, I can name name after name after name, company after company, Bill Gates, you name it, I could bring it to the forefront. Individuals that had to be disciplined, consistent, building and developing, growing daily, moment by moment, daily growing and developing. And that is what a lot of us miss. You know, at one stage, many years ago, I had to be honest about the reality that, and I can't remember what year this was that I had this awakening, probably about 5 years ago, maybe, if I had to put a timeline on it thereabout, that I said, wow, I have been consistently inconsistent with the Coach Adams brand. Was accomplishing some things good, you know, consistently inconsistent. Wasn't as disciplined as I needed to be. I could justify it because I had other things going on and I was in leadership here, blah, blah, yada, 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 whatever. It all sounds good. We can justify whatever. But I had to remember we said step number what was? Three. Face up to the brutal facts of where you are. I had to confront the brutal facts of where I was at that time. And I realized that I had grown consistently inconsistent. That's not what we're talking about. When we're talking about step number five, what is your 20-mile march? This 20-mile march is what is your area that you will be disciplined, consistent, and building, growing daily. Many people are so all over the place. They have this going and that going and this going and that going. You get confused, like, okay, what do you do again? There's no connecting point. We spoke about this on last week as we were looking at the laws of success. I love the synergy. There's often the parallels between principles and laws. And so this, what is your 20-mile march, is about that area of discipline, those areas that you are consistent in, building, growing, developing daily. These incremental goals that you're reaching each day, each week, each month, each year toward the bigger picture of your vision. But see, many would stay in mediocrity. Many would stay in mediocrity. This chronic inconsistency, and that's where I was, and I had to be real with it. I had to face the brutal truth of it. And when I did, I got a breakthrough because I came out with a different fire, a different awareness, a different consciousness. And I began to really craft and define the Coach Adams brand and what do we want this brand to represent? What does it look like? What will it mean? What kind of impact will it make? Will it be great? Will it be good? Will it be great? Will it be good? Will it be great? The desire is great. From that, Motivational Mondays was birthed. 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams was birthed. Full Circle of Empowerment was birthed. Again, now being more consistent. So Motivational Mondays is a part of this 20-mile march, having this consistent platform that was disciplined, consistently bringing you, building and developing content to support you on your journey, but being consistent week by week. Now we can look back and say, wow, Motivational Mondays has been on the air over 3 years consistently, on its own network over a year, almost 2 years now. So all of this is about that 20-mile march. 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, 5 successful Win Shots, moving into the 6th. In January 27th, pre-registration is open. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams for the next Win Shop, 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, a time to shape up and win in your vision, January 27th. Step number 6, fire small bullets before the cannonball. This is so cute to me because it's about gathering evidence beforehand, before you do the big one, validating those small steps. So if you have a vision, doing some testing, doing your design and redesign, checking your market, seeing what does the market need, what does the market desire, what will the market bear, sampling, step number 6. Sampling, in essence, is what's being stated here. Gathering evidence before you go big with validation. Then it's the biggie. Woo! We're out there. This is what people want. This is what people need, whatever that may look like for you. Step number 7, having a degree of productive paranoia is essential. Some may say, well, Coach Adams, what in the world is Jim Collins meaning by that? Don't get caught up with your past successes. I deal with this weekly on Motivational Monday. I often use the Forrest Gump statement, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, meaning I never know who's going to be tuned in, not tuned in. Can't get caught up on, woohoo, this show we had X number of people tune in. because the next week it could be far less, far greater, whatever. So not getting caught up. Same is true with the wind chime. Woo, this wind chime, we had X number of people didn't see. Wow, it was such great success. The next one be far less. Woo, oh my gosh, we got it. So not getting caught up with past successes. Because success coupled with arrogance is the start of the great decline. So when we get into that place of our past successes, and I am not, please understand Coach Adam, because I am all about celebrating the win. So know that I am not stating that we don't celebrate and rally the win, but rather what I'm saying is that you don't get arrogantly caught up in that space. Be grateful. Don't grow comfortable. Recognize and appreciate what you've accomplished, but continue to strive for more. See, when you get to that place of, this is what we've accomplished, that's the good. But when you keep this vigor and this vibrancy that we're talking about here in step number 7, a degree of productive paranoia, you are constantly fighting for doing more, doing greater, the next achievement, not what I have accomplished, which is now in the past. So don't get caught up with past successes. Success coupled with your arrogance is, stay mindful, I know I stated it before, restating it. Success coupled with arrogance is the start of the great decline. Don't ever get in that zone of arrogance. As I stated before, just restating through repetition, be grateful and don't grow comfortable. Always allow yourself to be stretching out of your comfort zone. The comfort zone keeps you in a place of good. And remember, we've stated that good is the enemy of great. And so the question is, do you want to reside in the zone of good and be okay with that? Or do you want to grow and live at a level of greatness in your vision, in your life, in your goals, in your business, period, relationships, whatever that may be. We should constantly be stretching and growing and challenging ourselves, is what we're talking about here, to another level. Not getting comfortable where we are and, quote, unquote, figuratively speaking, on the retired hammock of life, because, oh, I'm good, I've accomplished all of this, and it's all in the past. People will say, well, what have you accomplished lately? And when I said that, I heard Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? It's all about what have you done lately, not what you've accomplished in the past. I'm not minimizing it. Celebrate the win. Woo-hoo! Yes! But what have you done lately? This what have we done lately keeps us relevant. Step number 8, clock versus telling time. See, the level 5 leader, remember, the level 5 leader is the influencer that can get someone to buy into the cause. Not just having people to follow them, but to buy into the cause. So the level 5 leaders are clock builders. They don't just tell time. What are you saying, Coach Adams? That the level 5 leaders are those individuals that are leaving a legacy of greatness behind them. Not just telling time. For example, one can tell time in their doing, but you leave a legacy beyond you in what you've accomplished that lives far beyond you. We see that in the various books, like, for example, we were speaking on last week of the Laws of Success, that Napoleon Hill truly was a clock builder and not just a time teller. So a time teller could have established the principles and didn't outline them for others to now be able to pick it up years beyond his passing. So that's what we're talking about. Are you leaving a legacy? What is your legacy? Because your legacy is that greatness that goes far beyond your time here physically on earth. What does that look like? See, the good person, the one that's doing good, it's all about, I'm making an impact right now, time. The clock builder is making an impact for the future. Another one of my mentors by way of book is John Maxwell, who teaches, he is a master of leadership. We'll hear some of John Maxwell in the coming months, or coming episodes, I should say. And what I love is that John Maxwell is without question leaving a legacy. I think the last count I saw or heard figures-wise is that he has written something like, and my numbers may be a little off, but something like 67 books is a part of his legacy. I mean, wow. That is a legacy. John could, and I'm not putting this in the atmosphere for this to happen, but he could expire on earth today. And his legacy will continue to make an impact. Why? Because he was a clock builder, not just a time teller. One of the great late generals in the faith, Dr. Miles Monroe, I could say that about him, making an impact here on earth. Tragic loss to the spiritual community a number of years ago now. But guess what? His legacy continues to live. I was listening to one of his series just last week. And so, again, are you leaving a legacy? Do you desire to leave a legacy? Are you making an impact? You know, this reminds me of a project that I was working on with my family, and a part of that was for each of us to be able to leave a little piece of us here on earth when we're beyond us. And I have to really reconnect with my family as I'm speaking this, reconnect with my family concerning this, because now it's making an impact. And I think about those that have transitioned on who this opportunity has already been missed for them. So, a clock versus telling time. Level 5 leaders are clock builders, not just time tellers. Level 5 leaders are leaving a legacy of greatness beyond that moment, beyond the moment of their time here on earth. I'm actually going to pause there as it relates to today's topic, good to great. As I often do, I'm going to give those of you, our Global Listening audience, an opportunity to chime in. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion because, wow, how quickly time flies. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are on your electronic device, you'll have to dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-1366. 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If we have anyone that wants to interact, we will welcome you in our final moments here on today's broadcast, and we will pick up on this insightful subject of good to great on our next installment of Motivational Mondays as we continue in our Shape Up series. But I want you to know that we definitely want to continue the dialogue with you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Want to continue the dialogue. Want to encourage you, if you have any comments around today's installment, make a note of that in our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Let others hear what you are receiving from week to week. For those that are regular listeners, that may entice them to tune in because of the rich content that's being shared. Maybe you have a question and you don't want to ask that live or make a comment live, but you would feel more comfortable doing that in a safe zone like social media, then the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is for you, and we want you to take advantage of that. It's an open group, so anyone can join the group. Want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. As I stated on our next installment, we will continue in this subject of good to great in our Shape Up and Win series. I want to stay connected with you, and so I want you to know that if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com, send an email to admin@coachadams.com, send an email to admin@coachadams.com to add yourself to the Coach Adams Network. As I was stating earlier, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you. And this full circle of empowerment to support you, great thought has gone into the layers and the levels of support. Take advantage of it. So I want you to be aware that this is here to support you on your journey of achieving greater success for moving from good to great. Twice a year, as stated earlier, we have our Win Shop, January and July, and we are planning now. Pre-registration is available now for January the 27th. I know you may be saying, Coach Adams, that's several months down the line, but you want to plan now. Seating is limited, and it pays to pre-register. For those that would pre-register at this time, by or before November the 31st, we have a special gift for you. Again, twice a year in January and July, a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision, training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Plan now. Early bird registration is available at this time at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. You may be saying, Coach Adams, I want to join in partnership and give the gift of empowerment. I want you to know that sponsorship opportunities are available. Send an email to our team at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. You don't want to miss installment part two of Good to Great. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. How quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. as Carol Burnett, I believe it was, would say. I'm so glad we had this time together. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.